I'm delighted because I recently received new prescription glasses. And now I can see you all in the back of the church and see your expressions. What a great gift it is to be able to see clearly. And I'd like to begin by using that as a metaphor for Pentecost. And it actually was inspired by the 4th century Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, whom I read in the Liturgy of the Hours this past week. He said, "As light strikes the eyes of a man who comes out of darkness into the sunshine and enables him to see clearly things he could not discern before, so light floods the soul of the man counted worthy of receiving the Holy Spirit and enables him to see things beyond the range of human vision, things never dreamed about." End quote. And it is that vision and an ability to see that might be referred to as insight. And we get it sometimes into our lives, not at the time often that it's happening, but in retrospect. Like an event of an unexpected encounter that leads to a long-time friendship. Or we can think of a conversation that results in us getting a new job that we really like and excel at. Or we can think of a trip that brings us into contact with a person who is a stranger to us, but ends up becoming our husband or wife. There are so many moments when an ordinary experience ends up changing our lives. And so it is with the coming of the Holy Spirit. And we can see that in the Holy Scriptures. Actually, today, the church gives us two reports of the coming of the Holy Spirit. The first is more commonly known from the Acts of the Apostles and told by Luke, who wrote that work. And it's a very dramatic image with the noise like a strong driving wind and the image of tongues of fire coming down upon the disciples. And the second account of the coming of the Holy Spirit is actually on Easter Sunday, as Deacon read in the Gospel of John, that the risen Lord appeared to them who were locked in a room for fear of their own lives, and Jesus comes through, shows them his wounds, and breathes on them, giving them a message of peace and sending them out on mission. And so empowered by this Holy Spirit, these disciples have been transformed into fearful men, into great bold proclaimers of the mighty works of God. Many of you know that I was in Uvalde, Texas last week for the Memorial Mass for the victims of the school shooting there 1 year ago. And many things impressed me, but in particular, Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sierr, who celebrated that Mass. He's the Archbishop of San Antonio. And one of the things he said reminded us of this feast day that was a few days after the Mass, and the effects of the Holy Spirit. He said, "Some people here want to go back to the way it was before that terrible event happened. We can never go back," he said. "The Holy Spirit is always creating a new heaven and a new earth and a new Uvalde." We can have that same sentiment of lamenting what's happening and wanting to go back to a different time, but the celebration of Pentecost reminds us that we are in the midst of being created anew, even when we don't recognize that it's happening. One of the other things Archbishop said is that we are united. That's one of the effects of the Holy Spirit. And as many of you continue to grieve or in a place of darkness, trust in others who have gifts to accompany you along the way. People who have compassion and that hope that God will bring you out of this and bring you something new. Our second reading focused on the different gifts that all of us are given. But when used together, the kingdom of God comes about in amazing ways. And probably with hindsight, years later perhaps, we'll be able to see with clearer vision things that we aren't able to see at the present moment. So let us go forth, brothers and sisters, trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit to create each one of us anew, our families anew, our parish anew, our world anew.